So the Astros don't score enough runs for you, huh? How about 21 runs on 25 hits in support of Luis Garcia? And Alex Bregman had a pretty good game, wouldn't you say, Brett?
I would, and he loves the number two. He hit two two-run homers. He hit two doubles. One of them was a two-run double. Number two today lit it up with six RBIs. We've got this to talk about and how the Astros embarrassed the White Sox. Why did they even come to the ballpark today? They put a position player on the mound. We got this and so much more on tonight's Locked On Astros.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. Find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at on this stormy day?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Instagram, and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive. Positive. I love this offensive lineup. Always Stros.
All right, speaking of it being stormy, I had a little bit of technology issues earlier, so if there's any blips on my side, just blame it on the weather. And speaking of weather, hopefully you're all safe and dry, so keep yourself safe out there, Houston. I know the weather's pretty bad out there. So this episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. So you think that the odds makers had the Astros scoring 21 runs today on 25 hits, Alex Bregman having six RBIs, which is a career high, and that Chaz McCormick, of all people, driving in five runs himself, the Astros just demolishing the White Sox, where the White Sox Twitter handle basically put a little graphic out there that had the White Sox scored five, the other team scored more than five, and they had like a little 21, a little baby right. 21.
So. Yeah, so the Astros, basically, the Astros are of legal age to go get a beer tonight. They scored 21 runs. This is this ties a franchise record of hits tonight with 25. They've done it four or five other times. And what happened? I saw something about something on Twitter because I was in class. I was focused. I literally did not pick up my phone. I was going to wait until after the bell rang. And maybe I need to do that from now on in day games. Okay. I'm a little superstitious. But here's the deal. When I saw someone say, well, I guess it's batting practice again today. And I was like, oh no. And so I opened it up and I saw 12-4 and I was like, and I thought they listed the White Sox score first. And I was like, oh my God, how are we getting beat 12-4? Like what happened to Luis Garcia? And then I was like, oh wait, the Astros have 12. Oh, we put a six spot on them. And I started diving into the game. And, you know, we'll talk about some other things throughout the game about Alex Cintron, about Alex Bregman just being Breggy Bomb Central. This guy, Eric, is on an absolute tear. And he's got that dad power. He is crushing the ball, bro. I mean, what more can you say about Alex Bregman? And we've both said it. I know I've said it. I believe you've said it. He's going to be a key piece of this playoff run. He really needs to have a career postseason this year. And if he does, that's going to do good things for the Houston Astros.
Right. And before I get into Breggy's stats since he became a dad and also his last 10 games, I do want to tell you a story. I was having a super serious conversation with a counselor about a student today. And all of a sudden we hear one of our janitors scream, yes. And we're all like, what's going on? And she's like, the Astros are up 8-0. And everybody's like, oh yeah. And everybody looks at me like, oh. Yeah, I need to actually go and finish watching a game. But yeah, that was quick. That was just a great overall game. Trey Mancini got a home run. I don't want to bury that. So four of his first six hits with the Astros have been a home run. So yeah. He's looking good. But Alex Bregman, since he became a dad, is batting, has a slash line of 297, 471, 776 with 5 home runs, 17 RBIs in 16 games. But even better, in his last 10 games, he's got a slash line of 432, 512, 1,000 OPS, 5 home runs, 16 RBIs. So, that was a 1,000 slugging percentage. Take that back. And then his OPS is 1,512. I was like, wait, 1,000 is not that great. But he's actually got 1,512 OPS. And he's got that one stolen base. And that's not really a stolen base there. That was the White Sox not wanting him at second base because they don't want him to steal a sign.
Yeah, so they're really
balking. They just basically said, oh, you want to steal a base? Go right ahead.
That is hilarious. Like these ball clubs are so scared of Alex Bregman. And I just want to notice G-Man's comment here. And we're going to talk about y'all's comments on the site as well. He said, now I can die in peace. I'm watching Locked On Astros live. You guys rock harder than Ozzy Osbourne. That's a pretty hard rocket because Ozzy Osbourne, I remember at one point, I wasn't even allowed to like listen to Ozzy Osbourne because apparently he like bit the head off a bat or something on stage. He had all these like stories. Ozzy Osbourne was this big, evil, menacing guy. But I absolutely love the energy. I like the comments after the game by Bregman, by Chaz. I like this team when they're together. And honestly, those first two games were abysmal because you pretty much gave away winnable games. And all I said was, this team needs to show itself and prove to the league who they are, where they are, and what kind of offense they can produce. And when Dusty Baker puts out a lineup like this, you've got to tip your hat to him. If we're going to criticize when he does put out lineups that we question, we've got to be willing to give him credit when he puts out this kind of lineup. So, Eric, I have this question for you. How often do you want to see this lineup before the playoffs?
I know what you're going with, and with Justin Verlander on the mound, they want the defensive lineup, and I know where you're going with this. Why can't we roll this out every day when AJ Hinch was the manager?
Not every day, but wouldn't you like to see this more often than not, though?
Yeah, definitely. But when AJ Hinch was a manager, he made a joke that I have a different lineup every day, and so. But looking at this lineup, I guess the weakest link on this lineup would be Jeremy Pena right now, but he's had a 2-hit game. Chaz McCormick had a 3-hit game, drove in 5 runs. You had Christian Vasquez have his best game wow. as Astro with 4 hits. You also had Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman with 4 hits. Yuli Gurriel had 3 hits. So when you have 25 hits in a game, you're most likely going to score a lot of runs. So, in a game like this, yeah, you're going to say a lot of good things about the Astros lineup. The only thing that you can say maybe a little bit negative is Alvarez only had 1 hit today, but that 1 hit was a double, and that double was was one of the hardest hit balls of the game, and he also had a walk-on game. So he's showing some signs of coming back to life. So I think that his bat is coming. So I still think that the lineup goes with him. But right now, Alex Bregman is carrying this team. His OPS is up to 839. At a certain point, it was so low on the season, and I have the stats right here. His career slugging percentage was 499, and after on the 4th of July, after 76 games, it was 399, and wow. He said that his batting stance wasn't right. He just wasn't feeling right, and then he worked on stuff. He started fixing it, but now it's all the way up to where it is. So he, since the 4th of July, he's done a lot to fix his swing. And that's what you got to do when you're a player like Alex Bregman. You got to figure out what you need to do to get your swing healthy.
Exactly. And, you know, I would just say this, Alex Bregman, when he says he's working on something, he's absolutely working on it. And I think we've gone through some ebbs and flows, Eric, with Alex Bregman, with his swing, with how hot he's been, with how hot he hasn't been, and all the different things in between. And you know he's playing fully healthy right now, okay? Now, some of y'all may not be playing fully healthy. You may have some issues with your, just with sustainable weight loss. Let's just be honest. Sustainable weight loss is not easy. Going through 162 games in a season as a baseball player is not easy. But here's what I can tell you. With weight loss, with the harmful toxins that we take in, we have to know that the liver is the body's metabolic furnace. We have constant exposure to thousands of man-made and environmental toxins. Most of us have overworked livers. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help you out. Thanks to Liver Health Formula by Pure Health Research, Liver Health Formula contains 8 liver boosting super nutrients like turmeric, beet, and artichoke extract. It can turn it into a toxin flushing and fat burning machine. No more bloated belly, no more uncomfortable digestion, no more feeling tired all the time. You get more energy. Best of all, Liver Health Formula makes it easier to maintain healthy body weight long term. And as a listener to our show, you can try Liver Health Formula risk-free today and get a free bottle of CurbFit with your order. CurbFit is a safe and all-natural appetite suppressant, making it easy to say no to the bad foods. Go to getliverhelp.com/MLB to learn more. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/MLB to try Liver Help Formula and claim your free bottle of CurbFit with your order. Go to liverhelp.com/MLB now to get started.
There's a lot of great giveaways coming up, and we definitely got to get tickets for some of those games. I don't want to go to some of these sites. So where would you recommend going, Brett?
I would say go to Simple Seats. You know, Simple Seats is the place you need to go if you're getting tickets. If you're like me, you're probably not a season ticket holder. Some of y'all are, and we appreciate you listening. But for those of us that aren't, you want to go to a place where the simple seat, where the seats are simple to get, where you don't have to pay the extra fees. Most sites are going to charge you 20% more at checkout. You don't see it until the final billing comes through. Simple Seats doesn't do that. They don't charge any fees. They want to save money for you as the fan. We want you to go to as many games. And the way you do that is you go to simpleseats.com and check it out. It has a special thing called zone seating where you don't have to worry about picking a specific seat. They give you a bigger discount for choosing zoning. They choose the seats for you. And it's not just Astros tickets. We're talking Texans, Dynamo, Texas A&M, University of Texas, U of H, and more teams on the way. You get the best possible price. And if you want to pick your seat exact, you can do that as well. So ditch the ticket fees. Check out simpleseats.com. The next time you're looking to go to a Houston sports event, use the code LOCKEDON10 and save 10%. $10 off on your first purchase of $50 or more. Simple Seats, better prices, no fees. It's that simple.
So guys, I know that a lot of us are excited about 25 hits. And then we have the people saying, well, Jake Myers didn't get hit today. Mauricio Dubon didn't get hit today. JJ Madjevic came in late in game, but he got a hit. So, there's always people like that, but this was just a great all-around game for the Houston Astros. And you have to have this feeling. They're going to go play the Braves. The Braves are a pretty darn good team. And you have to wonder, is this going to be a situation where they score 21 runs and then get shut out the next day? I mean, to ask that, right?
What? Oh, about scoring 10 plus runs in the next day. Well, you know, Hey, look, here's the way I'm looking at it, Eric. It's a new series. They're resetting. It's like a whole different ballgame. Who cares? Now, I would say in series, yeah, I would be worried about it. But they're going to Atlanta, a different park. I think they'll be fine. Right here, I Love You Sando says, somebody tell Dusty that he can still play the defensive players after the offensive players get the lead. And he did that later on with Dubon and Myers.
Right.
So he did that. But I love this. Mancini gets a home run early. Alex Bregman goes down on strikes early in the game and starts arguing balls and strikes. And one of the most disciplined hitters in all the league. And who comes to his defense? The hitting coach. Why? Because Alex Cintron knows that Alex does not swing at balls. He just doesn't. He doesn't swing out of the zone. And Alex Cintron got tossed. That might have set the tone for these hitters. They're like, look, these last three games have been rough. We won the last one, but this is ridiculous. Enough is enough. And Lucas Giolito, either his mechanics are off, he's got something wrong, or he's addicted to the sticky stuff because he was hanging breaking pitches all over the plate, throwing absolute beach balls at home plate. And the Astros did everything they're supposed to do to crush it. You know, even though Luis Garcia didn't get some calls, He did get 11 swings and misses. That's huge. I love Brian Abreu coming in this game, Eric. I mean, there's so much to like about this game. I know Maton came in, gave up some hits. Will Smith came in, gave up some hits. But Abreu, Montero, I don't know that Montero was a necessary add-in. But Abreu, that kid, Eric, that kid can throw absolute smoke. And he's controlling the spin, keeping it in the zone, missing bats. Abreu is going to be a key piece to this playoff season as well.
Yeah, they did a kind of a announcer swap during the game, and the White Sox guy came in and said, "This is your mop up guy." And so Abreu is a very good guy. He's got a 2.34 ERA. Montero is a good pitcher. He's just gone upon some rough times. Will Smith, he is Will Smith of 2022. He's not the best pitcher, but he is a left-handed pitcher. He's probably going to be used for three batters, probably during the playoffs or something like that, if he even makes the playoff roster. We'll see what happens down there. Maton, he's good at times, depending on what matchups are. But if we're looking at going back to the Cintron incident earlier today, Dusty was asked after the game, and he said, "Well, what were you saying when Cintron was tossed?" He said, "I can't tell you what I was saying. My mother wouldn't like it." We all thought it was low, though. So, and then Bregman was asked about it. He said, "I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get fined. I definitely take a lot of pride in swinging at strikes and taking balls. I thought I did a great job of doing that today." So basically he was saying that it was.
Yeah. And there was, and you and I talked about this. You can find it on Twitter. I forget who tweeted it, but when Dusty Baker was with the Cubs, okay. And La Russa was with the Cardinals. Apparently there was something going on. Something had happened. I don't know if a player got hit, but you can see Tony La Russa saying, "Hey, blank you," and pointing to Dusty. And the Dusty comes back and he's, "No, blank you." And they're dropping like F-bombs and all these words on each other. And the announcers go, "I'm pretty sure they're not discussing what they're going to go eat for dinner after the game. I think they're upset with each other." The bottom line is this: Dusty does still have a fire. And we give Dusty a hard time about, you know, his age sometimes, about does he really think about these lineups? Does he play favorite players when he should be playing optimal players? So on and so forth. Don't you think that Dusty wants to win a World Series more than anybody else? I mean, I don't think Dusty goes to the playoffs and goes, "Now, how can I get to the World Series and fail?" Right? Like, I don't think he ever does that. Let's just hope that the decisions he makes don't have to be so crucial. If Eric, if this offense, and this is key, if this offense does what it's capable of doing and the pitchers continue to hold the line, it will win no matter what the managerial decisions are or end up being. But if you get in these tight games, that's when I think the scrutiny comes up. And I understand it. You're allowed to have your opinion. You're allowed to think Dusty did something wrong. We've commented on things here or there. But at the end of the day, this team is more capable than any other team.
Yeah. And a lot of people are wanting to know the pitching matchups for the Braves series. We'll get to that in a little bit. But Chaz McCormick, he was fired up after the game, and he had a big game. And this is a statement not just to the fans to say, "Hey, I'm a good player," but this may have been a little statement to Dusty to say, "Hey, you need to play me more." But, of course, he'll never say that. But he definitely made a statement to the league. He said, "We made a statement. We made a friggin' statement. We have a really great offense. We were a little upset that they beat us the first two times. Coming into today, we wanted to make sure we didn't lose this series." So basically, I can imagine that the Astros were pissed off after first two games. I mean, being so close, what are they, five outs from getting victory in the first two games, then have the bullpen implode like they did, and then it's kind of like the Yankees. The Yankees only won two games against us because they had the late inning heroics like they did against the Rays yesterday. But so the White Sox beat them only because of that. And so I think that really pissed the Astros off. And then what happened to Bregman in the first inning pissed them off. So here we have it. They went out and scored 21 runs on 25 hits. And this team is a good team. And Bregman's been working on his mechanics to keep him to stay closed with every swing I take. Today was better. Today was a really good day of executing mechanics, he said. I think it was a pretty good day, Bregman. Two doubles, two homers. Yeah, it was a pretty good day.
Pretty amazing. And six RBI, that is a career high for him. I mean, that's huge. Eric, he's up to 264. He, like you said, his OPS is 839. And he's playing with this confidence that Bregman, I think, we saw in 17 and 19, especially that year that a lot of us think he should have won the MVP. He's just playing because he is that caliber player. And there have been a lot of people who have been all over Bregman who have said he's lost it. He's lost the fire. He doesn't have the pizzazz. He doesn't have the same moxie he used to have. He's a different guy. He's married. He's got his $100 million. And we even questioned. I even talked to people who work out kind of not with him, but in the same facility. And they would say, hey, you know, I don't know. I wonder, like he doesn't seem as chipper as he used to be. And I'm thinking he was probably going through a lot up here mentally, having to really fight those demons. And that's what baseball is. Baseball is a mental sport. Baseball, I don't care how great a player is, Eric. If your mentality is not there, if you're psyched out, if you're so worried about your form, you're not going to be successful. And right now, he's playing with it. He's got his hair on fire right now. And is back.
I'm going to say it, and I've been saying it. When he's cocky, he's one of the best players in the game, and that's exactly what you're saying. And unfortunately, if you're looking at the odds makers, I don't know if a lot of people are going to be saying that Jordan Alvarez is the favorite for MVP at this moment. I think that if you're looking at Aaron Judge, he might be running away with it. But wonder what betonline.net would say. It's the fastest and easiest way to check all your betting needs. Find your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered for whatever you want to bet on. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. Who's going to win a World Series? Who's going to face the Astros in World Series? Are the Dodgers, the Braves, the Mets? Who knows? Go to BetOnline and see what the odds are. BetOnline, it's where the game starts.
Excellent job. And, you know, this game today makes me think that this team is more closely characterized by what happened today. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get 25 hits every game and score 21 runs every game. That would physically be impossible. That would be like entering into a home run derby 3 or 4 days a week, right? But this team, while they have averaged fewer runs, how their offense has been inconsistent, this is more a picture closer to where they are. And if you take the median or the mean and you average out some of this, this is a team that can easily put up 8 to 15 hits in a game and score between 7 and 13 runs in a game. And that's what you have. And when it comes to the playoffs, Eric, when it comes to a short series, it's not about, well, you know, Maldonado's got to get 60% and you know, Vasquez gets 40%. In the playoffs, it's win or go home. And what should happen is the lineup that is going to be more optimal than not. Correct?
Have you met Dusty Baker? He likes Martin Maldonado.
I know he does. I'm just telling you, if you've got
some Yuli Gurriel.
But right now, hey, honestly, if we're in the playoffs right now and you're sitting Yuli Gurriel, that's insane because Yuli Gurriel is absolutely doing a much better job. The bottom line is this. This team has all their starting pitchers are number one in every pitching category. Their relief pitching is third in the league, okay? Look at the Mets. The Mets have Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer. I don't know about their other starters. I wouldn't put them on their level, okay? But you have a huge gap between those guys and when you get to Diaz, okay? Now, Scherzer can go eight innings. DeGrom can go eight innings. And then you bring in Diaz and do a two-inning save. But that's not going to happen in every game. Every game, Scherzer's not going to go eight full innings, two games in one series. Now, he may, but that is going to mean that you're going to get to see Diaz for four innings if they're going to rely on him. There's no way you're going to rely on three or four pitchers, and that's it in the series. The Astros, I think, have the advantage, Eric, when it comes to relief pitching. I know the relief pitching has been not as consistent or not as dominant. They're still top three. And when the lights are shining bright, we've seen what Phil Maton can do. Don't doubt the man. Don't doubt my guy Stanek, Baseball Jesus, because he is – that dude is going to be huge in the playoffs. I cannot wait. Like, I'm so excited thinking about what's going to happen in the postseason. Can we fast forward to the end of September? Can we just start the ALDS, like, right now?
No.
Because – why not?
Because we got tons of more games where we get to argue about the starting lineups and everything. That's what we're here for, Brett.
Because we get... I love it, man.
Other starters for the Mets are Chris Bassitt, Carlos Carrasco. He's on an IL right now. And then Taijuan Walker at the moment. So I don't know who the other guys are. Seth Lugo used to be a starter, but... I don't really follow the Mets enough, but yeah, the Mets are a pretty good team with just the top two starters. Chris Bassitt is a pretty good pitcher. So Taijuan Walker. So Bassitt is 10-7 with the 3.27 ERA on the season. And then let me look up Taijuan Walker is doing. He must be having he's 10-3 with a 3.36 ERA. So he's having a better season. So, and Carlos Carrasco. Because these guys have been holding up without Jacob DeGrom all year for the most part. So no, Carrasco is 13-5 with a 3.92 ERA. So this is a pretty legit pitching staff.
They are legit, but the only test that we've seen with the Astros, they swept the Mets, right? I mean, the Mets didn't win any of those four games. We won both in Houston, both in New York. And they didn't have their big guns, Scherzer and DeGrom. So the other pitchers that, I mean, Justice Sheffield, right? Isn't that who it is?
Maybe. Is it? I don't know.
No, who was the other pitcher? No, Taijuan Walker. Why did I say Taijuan Justice Walker. Sheffield? He's
because you're thinking Mariners, and he's
yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah,
on Mariners.
Okay, so thank you. So Walker actually did a decent job. It was when they went from Walker to having to go to Diaz. When they faltered, and that's where the Astros still have a huge advantage, I think, right, over any team in the playoffs, Eric.
You know what I really love? Christian Vasquez having fun with the Astros dugout, celebrating after every hit, like pointing to the dugout. I don't know who he's pointing, but he's like, yeah, he's trying to do bad 3-point shots and everything. but he's having fun with this team, and that's good. Like, remember at the beginning,
how it was kind of
awkward. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's awkward, Eric, because he had been with the Red Sox so long, and I would expect that from any player. That, to me, tells me that you have your heart in what you do. This guy is being called Michael Brantley of catchers. I'm serious, and I've heard it as more than one reference from several people. Now, not like big notable people, but a lot of people on Twitter. They're like, this guy is such a constant hitter and such a consistent hitter. I really think that he does, as we get closer to playoffs, he has got to get more at-bats. You have got to get his bat going and moving in a more consistent direction. Because here's why. You know what you have in Maldi. When Maldi gets up, when he gets hits, he hits bombs. He can produce runs. When he doesn't hit, he's a big zero at the plate. Vasquez needs more, not fine-tuning, but he needs more reps, I think, to be more comfortable, to know more game situations. Because what happens in a playoff if Maldi goes down and you've depended on him 80% of the time, and now Vasquez is asked to take on a majority of the catching positions? And if you want Maldi to be worth something, Eric, and I'll wrap this point up here, You need him to be rested going into the playoffs. You don't want him worn out going into the playoffs. That is, I think, the number one reason why you put Vasquez in. Rest Maldi, please.
You need him on that line. You want him on that line. A few good men.
Look at you. You can't handle the truth.
All right. So, definitely before we look at the series matchups, I don't know if we'll have time to go through all the pitchers, but I want to go over a few things about today's game. The Astros scored 21 runs, which is ties for the second most in history. On August 10th, they scored 23 runs at Baltimore in 2019. I remember that game. I was at a restaurant and I'll just leave it at that. I remember parts of the game. So October 10th, 2015, they scored 21 runs at Arizona, and September 8th in 2019, they scored 21 runs at Seattle. So they also tied a franchise record for 25 hits. So this was a great game. You had Bregman with a career high 6 RBIs. And can you imagine just how good this guy's been in his career? And this is first time he did it. And Chaz McCormick in his little career almost got 5 RBIs. He was one away from doing what Bregman did. So it's just awesome. And so what the Astros did today, just cool. So I know a lot of people, I don't want to talk a lot about this, but AJ Pollock, when he caught Yuli's fly ball, he kind of whispered something underneath his breath. It was,
He said F-U-B. Okay. He just used the F word, used the word you in the word that starts with the letter B. And, you know, like you mentioned before the show, you and I were taking notes, we're getting prepared, and you said, and you asked me, do you think this comes from him being with the Dodgers with the whole Yu Darvish thing and, you know, Yuli Gurriel being in the dugout, the camera being the there, cheaters, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, here's the deal. If I was a White Sox player, I would be pissed too. I'm pissed that I'm getting my you-know-what handed to me.
That was not today. That was the day before that happened.
Okay. Well, but I mean, yeah. the Astros beat him yesterday, right?
Right.
But I mean, can you imagine? You know, I loved your tweet. You're like, the Texans beat the Bears today, like, because it was a football score. It was an absolute football score. You'd love to see it. The White Sox don't have enough to get it done this year. They have too many injuries. They don't have enough dependable starters. Dylan Cease can't pitch more than 2 games in a series. Dylan Cease will get used up, and we saw that his armor has dents in it. The Astros put up a crooked number against him, even though they didn't come out on top on that game. But this Astros team, Eric, is set up really, really well. And, you know, going into Atlanta, this is going to be a huge series.
Right. And congrats, Pearland. They beat Pennsylvania 8-3 to win their opening game in the Little League World Series.
Go Pearland Little League. That's right. That's awesome. I know. And I'm excited, Eric, because when they come back, we've got 3 kids on that team that attend our school. And I can't wait to give them a high five and meet them. But Pearland Little League, Coach Cummings, you guys keep pressing, keep going. And let's see those kids. I would love to see them win the actual World Series pennant, because the last Pearland team that went, they fell just short. Let's get it done, boys. Let's do it. Pearland 12U Little League. Let's go, guys.
All right. And a little note that Isaiah Jarvis, he was the kid that went up and hugged the pitcher that hit him in the head after the pitcher was just, he just didn't look like he wanted to be there. And the pitcher ended up leaving the game anyway, but he was actually invited to the Little League World Series for his act of compassion. So that was a good move and all that. So let's go and look at the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game. It's going to be the Iceman, Lance McCullers, who is 1-0 with a 0 ERA with 5 strikeouts. So I'm sure that's why you got the shirt, Lance McCullers Day. And LMJ Day. And then Kyle Wright, who's having a great season, 14-5 with a 3.14 ERA, 125 strikeouts. Nobody on the Astros has really faced right except for Christian Vasquez, who's in two at bats is batting 500 against him. And so a lot of people from the Braves have faced Lance McCullers. Robbie Grossman, I'm probably with his time with the Tigers, maybe with the A's, is batting 429 against him. Eddie Rosario, with his time with the Twins, probably is batting 429. And the other guys, it's not even worth mentioning. So this is going to be a good game.
The bottom line is this. The Braves haven't faced Lance McCullers Jr., have they? Really? I mean, he didn't face them in the World Series, okay? And it is just amazing that Lance McCullers gets to get this first game. And we aren't going to get Jake Overeasy, unfortunately. But I do want to mention this, Eric. Brett Beatty, who's from Georgetown, Texas. Okay, he went to Georgetown High School. My friend David Canfield is the head basketball coach there. He coached Brett Beatty. Brett Beatty apparently played multiple sports in high school. He was a very good basketball player. And Brett Beatty, the first major league pitch he saw, he took Jake Overeasy deep to right center, I think. And that was awesome to see Brett Beatty get his first major league pitch against Jake to take it out of the park. You love to see kids that are local. And, hey, I want to say this. Jim Sheridan's on here. He said he's from Merritt Island, Florida. Let me tell you, I know all about Merritt Island. I'm actually from Melbourne, Florida, originally. My dad grew up in Melbourne. He won the 67 state championship in football with the Melbourne Bulldogs. So, hey, let's go Florida people. I'm a Florida native. I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could.
Alrighty. So before I move on to game two real quick, one of my friends who's in my fantasy league, he's been kind of moving around the country, but he's a big Braves fan. And he's like, dude, why'd you send us Jake Odorizzi? He sucks. I'm like, well, that's what you get with Odorizzi. One day he's really good. One day he's really bad. And you just got to deal with that. So, and I told him that Will Smith ain't that peachy himself. So Christian Javier will take the mound in game two with the 7-8 record with the 2.96 ERA, 138 strikeouts. I'm pretty sure the 7-8 record is run support. Spencer Strider is 7-4 with the 3.04 ERA, 142 strikeouts. So nobody's faced Strider. He's a young kid. None of the Braves, except for Grossman and Matt Olson, have faced Javier. Olson has two home runs against Javier, but batting 154. Grossman has one home run and five at bats, batting 400. So that's game two. And then let me go on to game three, which is will be a day game.
So who? On Sunday. So hold on. Who is the Astros starter game two?
Javier.
Okay, Christian Javier. Okay. Is Justin Verlander starting on Sunday? No.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be Jose Urquidy.
Okay, because for some reason I thought I saw someone mention maybe they said it's too bad Justin Verlander isn't pitching against Atlanta, maybe is what they said.
Yeah, so game three, it's going to be Jose Urquidy versus Charlie Morton. Urquidy is 11-4, 3.69 ERA, 98.8 strikeouts. Charlie freaking Morton, who we just say he's freaking right now. But he's 6-5 with a 4.04 ERA, 153 strikeouts. So the Astros have had success against him is Alvarez and two at bats batting 500. Martin Maldonado is batting 538 against him. The only person who has a home run is Altuve and Christian Vasquez. The only players have faced Urquidy, of course, would be Grossman and Matt Olson. Olson has a home run, but he's batting 167. So is Grossman.
No, that's, I'm excited for this series. I think this is a good test for the Astros. I think it's it may be a preview of another. I mean, can you imagine if these two teams are back in the World Series and the Astros going in 100% healthy? And I think they give the Braves a whole lot more run for their money. Of course, the Braves have Ronald Acuna Jr., and their pitchers are doing phenomenal as always. Right there, Samuel Barrett, who listens, says, I'll be there Sunday, talking about the Astros and Braves game in Atlanta. The last Astros game I went to, the Astros won. That was game two of the World Series. Hey, I was there too. I remember that game. It was great. We also, Eric, have listeners on here from Alabama listening. And whatever state you're from, thank you so much for checking out Locked On Astros. If you're listening to the audio and you haven't checked out our live show on YouTube, we encourage you to do that. We have fun. We love to feature your comments. And you hear us talk about the comments and mention guys' names on here, men and women who comment. Your name can get mentioned too. Your comment can get featured. You can take a screenshot of it and tell everybody you're YouTube famous. So thank you for making Locked On Astros your first listen, or the listen at the end of the day, or whatever it is. You come here and we appreciate it.
My name is Eric Heisman. He's Brett Chansey. We are the Locked On Astros podcast, your team every day. Go Astros and have a great weekend.